to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I regret very much that what we intended to do, which was to make sure that everybody is moving into better plans because they want them as opposed to because they're forced into it, that, you know, we weren't as clear as we needed to be in terms of the changes that were taking place. And I want to do everything we can to make sure that people are finding themselves in a good position, a better position than they were before this law happened. Keep in mind that most of the folks who got these cancellation letters, they'll be able to get better care at the same cost or cheaper in these new marketplaces.
There's President Obama giving a backhanded apology to those who have lost their insurance as a result of his Obamacare. And so the health care, Obamacare, top item this week, number one on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our overview of what's going on. By the way, all this information put together as the monitoring of Talk Radio goes through talkers.com. And so we go through the list at number 10 this week, bullying. The action of the NFL in this whole area. So that's where we start. Number nine is the IPO, the Twitter IPO. TSA and the mall shootings. Number eight, Toronto's mayor being on crack. Number seven, the NSA spying case is number six, with more from Edward Snowden. Benghazi scandal is number five. Number four, the state of the poll numbers declining. Support for the president down in the 30th percentile now. Let's see, number three, strategies for election. The GOP and what they're doing for 2014, Democrats what they're doing for 2016. The election results from this past week, number two. And so from Election Day, we go to the rollout criticism continuing for Obamacare. So that's the list. Let's get into the problems here. We focus on the website first. The website took another jab when Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood at the CMAs mocked Obamacare with a parody of Amarillo by Morning called Obamacare by Morning.
Brad, what's wrong?
I twerked my back.
Hey, do you have that Obamacare?
Obamacare? What's that? What's that? Why is it spinning?
Oh, it does that.
Okay. Why is it smoking?
I don't... Maybe we should restart it.
Obamacare by morning.
Congresswoman Renee Elmers from North Carolina talked to radio host Doug Kellett about her concerns with the shortcomings being so pronounced. She talks about her own solution, what her ideas are to solve the problem of Obamacare or the problems.
We were trying to make a very, very important point, which is the cost of these premiums, which, you know, North Carolinians, especially District 2, are getting notices from, you know, their insurance carriers right now saying that their policies are being canceled. And it is due to the Affordable Care Act, and that they will need additional coverage, and the plan that would be the equivalent or the acceptable plan is much higher. I've heard everything from 100% increase, 400% increase. And, you know, obviously, Americans cannot afford this healthcare coverage that they're talking about. And by and large, the fact that there are things in it that the American people just simply don't need. And you should be able to choose what kind of healthcare coverage, and as we know the president said so famously over and over again, you know, if you have a health care plan that you like, you can keep it. And apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, I won't take time away from you to play those again, but we played them, the montage together. He said it all the way from 2010 up until really recently, last couple of weeks. And then yesterday he made the comment that, well, you know what, so if you dropped your, you know, you get a letter from your insurance company and they dropped your coverage, this gives you an opportunity to shop around. Well, I don't know about I didn't really want to shop around myself.
I think this is the main point, is that basically what he, Kathleen Sebelius, and the others that formulated Obamacare are really saying to the American people, we know better than you do. We know better than what you've sat down, you've chosen with your wife, with your husband, to provide for your family. It's affordable to you. It's the coverage that you need. And we're saying, no, I'm sorry, that's not good enough. We know better, and here's what we want you to have. And I think the American people are a little tired of that elitist mentality.
I sure hope so. I'm just really hoping that maybe as more and more people become aware of what's happening, that maybe that we could get some Democrats to agree with us and get this thing taken out.
Well, you know, I'll be honest. There are many Democrats. Obviously, they're seeing this website roll out. You know, we're, you know, tomorrow is November 1st. It will be a full month of complete and total failure. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This website is not the only problems within Obamacare. And how long are we going to continue on a failed path when we do have individuals who are having their health care premium policies canceled? We have to have something else in place. And, you know, I support a plan that I helped with a couple of my colleagues from the Republican Study Committee, the American Health Care Reform Act, and it can be a replacement for Obamacare. It is not a government mandate of health care coverage. It brings together all of the things that we know will work to actually improve the affordability of health care coverage for every American, but at the same time provide those things that we know are important, and that's what I'd like to see us move to now.
We'll shift to gear number two, the election results, actually, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store, or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 through 11-11. Excludes gift cards, Fruit of the Loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, reps, samples and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Your host is Doug Steffen. We are counting up to number 10 in this hour. The election results, number 2 on the countdown. Here are our hosts, Deborah Feinstein and Mark Lewis, talking to USA Today Bureau Chief Susan Page about the lessons that can be learned from the election cycle, especially when you look at the races in New Jersey and Alabama this week.
Election Day in the books now after several polarizing campaigns. And there is a lot to learn from the Virginia governor's race, as well as races in New York, New Jersey, even Alabama. Let's talk about New Jersey for a second. Chris Christie, of course, viewed as a moderate. He won really big, assembling really a wide tent, winning, I think, about 21% of African Americans and 51% of Hispanics. I'm wondering what this says about the state of the Republican Party as we look ahead to the midterm elections next year.
It's going to fuel that civil war we see brewing in the Republican Party. You know, Chris Christie talked yesterday about how he's a conservative, not a moderate, but there's no doubt he has been at odds with the Tea Party forces in the Republican Party. And Christie, who is clearly running for president, don't be surprised when he announces he's running in 2016, says here's the path for the Republican Party to win the presidency again. It's a path that involves appealing to minorities, doing more to appeal to women, but it's going to put them at odds with the Ted Cruz forces that think that's way too moderate for the GOP.
So what are the lessons learned here for Republicans moving forward? Is it coalition building, as Chris Christie has shown in New Jersey, or is it a stronger, harder-hitting Tea Party?
I think bad news for the Tea Party all around last night. Christie, who they don't like, won big. Cuccinelli, who they did like, lost. And we had that special congressional election in Alabama, which put a Tea Party Republican against a Chamber of Commerce Republican. And the Tea Party lost that one. You know, that's a message to members of Congress who might be a little worried about getting primaried in the Republican Party, that perhaps the moment has come where they can fight back against those energized Tea Party forces.
Talk host Mike Moss and Bruce Allen speak with political analyst Stephen Farnsworth about the Virginia governor's race this week.
It turned out to be a narrow victory for Democrat Terry McAuliffe over Republican Ken Cuccinelli in the race for governor of Virginia. Joining us live is Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, who's professor of political science and international affairs at the University of Mary Washington. Stephen, good to have you with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when you look at this race being as close as it was, what were the factors that kept it close?
Well, I think one of the wisest things that the Cuccinelli campaign did was focus on the problems with the Obamacare rollout during the last week or so of this election. The efforts to paint McAuliffe as too corrupt or too sleazy really weren't getting anywhere, and so they needed to change topics. It would have been better, though, if they had been able to talk about the problems of the Obamacare rollout for the entire month. I think the Republicans stepped on the message with the government shutdown, a message that could have meant the difference for Ken Cuccinelli.
When we got poll numbers through the course of the race showing McAuliffe with a fairly sizable lead, we were told this was going to send a message to the Tea Party, but the results will more likely infuriate and embolden the Tea Party.
Well, I think the Tea Party remains a question. The issue of Virginia and the way that Virginia is changing and the purple state that it is suggests that the Tea Party is not exactly a benefit to the Republicans. The enthusiasm is useful, but if you end up nominating people like E.W. Jackson, you really don't end up winning statewide office. And whatever your ideological beliefs, if you're a Republican, you want to win rather than lose, and this was not a victory for them.
Would those Tea Party supporters, though, have a good argument if they said had the Republican National Committee funneled in the same kind of money that it had funneled into other races for governor, that what was a very close race might actually have been closer, perhaps could have gone the other way?
Well, I do think that when you look at the dynamics of the exit polls, you do see a problem in terms of the Tea Party message.
Up next, we're going back to the future with a recap of what the talkers are saying about the upcoming elections here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Moving into another one of the elements in the Talk Radio Review this week. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Number three on the countdown, strategizing, can you believe it, for the election next year and the elections of 2016. Here's Neil Cavuto talking to Katie Pavlich and Tom Bevin about why Obamacare will cause or should cause the Democrats to worry about midterm elections next year.
Democrats are nervous, particularly those up for re-election next year. The town hall's Katie Pavlich, Real Clear Politics' Tom Bevin, who says they should be nervous. Katie, how vulnerable an issue does this make them?
Very vulnerable. And let's go back in time here for a second, back to 2010. We saw an overwhelming turnover of the House based on Obamacare, and that was before things got as bad as they are now. I think in 2014, we're going to see the same thing happen in the Senate. And to take you again back in history, do we remember at the town hall meeting in August of 2009 when a young woman named Katie Abrams stood up at a Pennsylvania town hall meeting to Senator Arlen Specter at the time and said, "You have awakened a sleeping giant." Arlen Specter had recently turned into a Democrat. He lost his election the next year. This race next year is about Senate Democrats only losing their own races, but losing power overall in the Senate as 15 people are up for re-election and could potentially turn those seats over to Republicans.
But Republicans are not without some intra-party squabbles themselves. And, Tom, how much will that affect, or does this all wash out evenly?
Well, I don't think certainly you have some Tea Party challenges that are going to go on in Kentucky. Mitch McConnell's got a fight on his hands in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham's got a fight on his hands. So those things will work themselves out. But I think as far as Obamacare goes, I mean, all Republicans of all stripes have lined up against this law and are pretty unified on it, and they're going, no matter who the nominee is, whether it's an establishment Republican or a Tea Party Republican, they're going to be banging the drum on this issue for next November, certainly.
And Katie, next year at this time, the employer mandate kicks in, the one that was delayed and all the problems associated with that, so it could, you know, reignite all this angst, right?
Right, and you had Kathleen Sebelius yesterday during her testimony admit that the grandfathering caveats do actually apply also to these employer plans, which means that millions of Americans that are not only losing their health insurance on the individual market, but they're going to start seeing even more employers dumping them off into the Obamacare exchanges, which at this point aren't working.
In an example of probable jockeying, 2016 jockeying, Rand Paul uses a Senate hearing to attack presumed frontrunner Chris Christie's use of Sandy relief funds for television ads.
Question for Secretary Donovan.
Do you think that Sandy relief funds ought to be spent on TV ads?
I assume what you're referring to, Senator, is that there has been an effort in a number of states, not just in Sandy, but historically as well, in many, many prior storms to encourage economic development. And we did see a small amount of CDBG money that was used for a economic development campaign to encourage people back to the beaches.
Do you think it's a good idea, good idea or a bad idea?
The evidence that we've
relief funds on TV ads.
The evidence that we have seen is that those campaigns are effective in growing economic development in those areas, and therefore they actually reduce the cost of recovery to the federal government.
You know, I don't think we need to argue about whether ads work. Ads work, but do you think ads for Sandy relief should be spent on TV ads?
No.
I mean, good idea, bad idea?
As I said, we looked at the evidence, and we have seen that it encourages economic development.
My understanding is that y'all gave
The Community Development Block Grant is a very flexible program. This is clearly within the legal boundaries of what Congress has determined the program can be used for. And it was demonstrated to us that this could be an effective tool and actually lower the cost to the federal government.
It gives a little bit of a black eye to something that maybe a lot of it's going to a good purpose. But I would say that if I were in your position, I would have said, no, we're not going to spend ads.
The state of the president's poll numbers and Benghazi in the focus next here on your weekly talk radio review.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Welcome back as we overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Have you heard the... No, I always kind of like it when Michael Harrison goes through the numbers, not only the stories, but the people. I don't think we devote enough time to actually highlighting some of the people, even though they're often tied to the stories that are in the top 10. For example, at number 10 on the people list this week is this guy Incognito from where is he from? Reaching Miami, right? Miami. Okay, so he's at number 10. Rob Ford is at number 9. Joe Biden is number 8. Ted Cruz number 7. He's kind of, there's a wrestling match going on between Cruz and Rand Paul as to who might be the standard bearer. What they both are forgetting is that Chris Christie is the most popular of all the Republicans at the moment. At any rate, Hillary Clinton's at number 6. There's the obvious connection to the 2016 election. Bill de Blasio, who won in New York City the mayoral race, number 5. Terry McAuliffe winning in Virginia the gubernatorial race, number 4. Kathleen Sebelius in her foolishness, number 3. Chris Christie and Barack Obama round out the top 10 list of the people being discussed here. Back into into the countdown groove, if you will, for the week of November 4th to the 8th, ending on Friday the 8th. Number 4 in the countdown, the president is declining, dipping poll numbers, if you will. Here's Ari Shapiro giving a report that makes a case for why the president's sagging poll numbers aren't a very big deal at all.
President Obama's poll numbers have reached almost the lowest point of his presidency. They started to dip with the Obamacare website rollout, and they've been slipping pretty steadily since then. Today, around 40% of Americans think he's doing a good job compared to more than 50% who disapprove of Obama's performance. A year ago, those numbers were the exact opposite. NPR's Ari Shapiro looks at what impact, if any, this has on the president.
Okay, it sounds obvious. A high approval rating helps a president, a low approval rating hurts him. But just because something is obvious, that doesn't mean it's true. Let's look at some of the reasons a high approval rating might help a president. Kevin Madden is a Republican political consultant.
The willingness of members of Congress to take risks, risks that are often required when it comes to forging major compromises on legislation is usually proportional to the president's popularity.
In other words, a popular president can often get his agenda through Congress.
Right now, the president is unpopular, so his low poll numbers have made dealing with an already challenging Congress that much more of a difficult task.
But look back at what happened when the president was popular. Just after re-election, Obama's approval rating was above 50%. He pushed immigration and gun control policies that had a lot of public support, and neither bill made it through Congress. Obama expressed his fury at the gun bill's failure during an emotional event in the White House Rose Garden.
There were no coherent arguments as to why we wouldn't do this. It came down to politics.
Ann Selzer runs a nonpartisan polling firm in Iowa. She says, you can say this for Obama, the guy's consistent.
He has problems when his poll numbers are high in terms of getting legislation passed, and problems when his poll numbers are low.
So it's not as though hitting rock bottom will suck the momentum out of Obama's legislative agenda. It didn't have momentum in the first place. Political scientist Ross Baker of Rutgers University says low poll numbers are also relative. Consider the president's approval ratings compared to other leaders in Washington.
Usually, you know, you have a situation in which the president is up and Congress is down, or the president is down and Congress is up, and people liken it to a seesaw. Well, you know, in a sense, what we have now is a kind of a rubber seesaw in which both sides are down.
Up next, the NSA spying continues, as it ought to, in the focus in the top 10. Toronto's mayor makes it into the list for the first time, not because he did anything good. Public shootings also in the focus, as that sort of disgrace continues in America. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store, or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 to 11-11. Excludes gift cards, fruit of the loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Here we are continuing with our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen, number six on the item list this week, the NSA spying scandal. Here is Ty Hernandez talking to British reporter Bruno Roper. They discuss the investigation in Britain of their own top secret organization, which comes about as a result of what Edward Snowden released, because a lot of the information has appeared in The Guardian in London.
007 out of the shadows. For the first time ever, the heads of Britain's top three intelligence agencies appeared together before Parliament and before cameras. This morning, the UK government wants answers for the damaging spying revelations by NSA leaker Edward Snowden, but the British intelligence services say they have also been trying to be more open. It's similar to allegations that the NSA is facing here at home, and it's got folks in Britain wondering why they're being spied on. I want to bring in ABC's Bruno Roper in London. Hello, Bruno. What particular revelations have prompted the UK government to bring these men in front of the committee?
Well, there's not so much a revelation as a person, and that's Edward Snowden. He is the precipitation for this. And his revelations about the extent of spying by the NSA in the United States, but also about activities by British secret services in country, have also instigated an investigation by the Intelligence and Security Committee of Parliament.
Now, folks in the U.S. would probably only remember or recognize, rather, MI6, because we all know about James Bond. But what would the U.S. equivalent to these three organizations be?
Well, firstly, the very un-James Bondian set of gentlemen, but very important. MI5, the closest equivalent in the US would be the FBI, and perhaps the Department of Homeland Security, although that has a slightly broader remit. MI6 would be the CIA, and GCHQ would be the NSA.
Okay, GCHQ, what does that stand for?
I could not tell you.
It's that secretive. Okay. You know, this is an extremely unusual situation. In the past, the UK has even denied the existence of some of these organizations. Now they're front and center, in public, in front of cameras.
Yes, this is absolutely unprecedented and is part of a desire by these organizations to be more transparent, although actually they didn't give much away, and partly that was, even in the context of this, of these sort of fairly sanguine discussions, there was a two-minute delay for their testimony, just in case they inadvertently let slip a state secret. So a lot of this is quite sanitized. When they made the assertion that the level of surveillance was necessary to thwart plots, they asked for some specific examples and were told that they couldn't speak about that in public and that this information would be given to them off camera later on today. So still a lot of sensitivity about some of the things being discussed.
Toronto's mayor is number seven on the countdown. Host Dan Mason can't help but laugh at the foolishness that is basically part of the story of the crack saga of the Toronto mayor.
The mayor of Toronto. Oh, gosh. Here we go again. You know, one of the issues in the governor's race in Virginia is there's an awful lot of folks and an awful lot of media pundits who have said neither McAuliffe or Ken Cuccinelli are good candidates in Virginia. It's kind of like, pick the one who sucks less. And then we have the mayor of Toronto. And we told you the story the other day about the video that surfaced where he was supposedly smoking crack out of a pipe. He denied it. Went on the video surfaced, and he did his mea culpa in front of the camera, said, oh, he was so sincere, too. Oh. He must have said the word sincerely a dozen times along the way. What, three times in a row? One, I sincerely apologize. And unfortunately, as politics are, this isn't America, but North America, even in Canada, they're not immune. I guess if you say you're sorry enough times, it'll all be okay. We need better candidates. Okay? We need politicians where this kind of stuff isn't going to happen. Mayors are on the hot seat now. These things go in cycles. Okay, this is the third big city mayor. Kwame Kilpatrick in Detroit, he went to jail. Or if he's not there yet, he's going. Or maybe he'll appeal it for 10 years, I don't know. But I think he got, what, 28 years for making a mess of Detroit? They're bankrupt. Filthy Filner in San Diego, he tried to hang on for a while. But he couldn't either. Sexual harassment allegations with multiple women ultimately drove him from office, as it should have. And Rob Ford now, the mayor of Toronto, first denies the video of him smoking crack cocaine. Now he admits, yeah, he did, but oh, I was drunk and I need to see the video because I don't remember it. But I'm not resigning. And I wasn't lying. Because I said, I'm not a crack cocaine addict now. He didn't, that's his out. Well, I didn't say anything about a year ago because I can't remember, man. I don't know what I was doing. I thought cartoons weren't popular anymore. Because that's really what a lot of this is. This is cartoon land.
104 John Murphy. Number 8 item on the countdown, the TSA, New Jersey mall shootings. TSA having a moment of silence this past Friday for the agent that was gunned down in L.A. Here's L.A. host Bill Handel wondering if the news media's publicizing of all these shootings is leading to an increasing amount of them.
The New Jersey mall shooting happened yesterday.
And thankfully, nobody was hurt.
And it looks like the shooter did not intend to hurt anyone. He came in with his assault weapon and shot up in the air and shot at or into an escalator,
yeah.
Then left, and he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was in a storage area inside the mall. But you think when someone comes into a mall at this point with a weapon, that anybody who encounters him does not think that he or she is going to die instantly? Think people are just a touch sensitive to that, and they shut down the mall looking for other shooters, of course. And, these mall shootings are, Hoffman, let me ask you, because of the spate of this, is a shooting like this, where a man comes in, doesn't hurt anybody, clearly is there to make a statement or commit suicide by cop, would that be a huge national story? Would it be smaller than it is now? He's looking up in the sky.
Because I'm not certain of the question.
Lips.
I think I know what you're getting at. Well thought of. Do you mean on the heels of what happened at LAX?
Right. On the heels of that, on the heels of other shootings. Fort Hood, just a whole spate of these over the last several years. And if memory serves, we did not have anywhere near the number of shootings in public places like this.
I don't know. So are you asking if it's... what are you asking? Is it a big story or small story?
No. Is it a bigger story than otherwise it would be because of the publicity we are giving all of these shootings, or that the publicity of the shootings are garnering?
Well, I would say no.
Okay.
But you can't ignore the fact that there are a lot of public place shootings now.
All right. So the top 10, again, to sort of recap what's going on in the NFL. And the whole business about whether there's a certain kind of bullying going on there. Number 10. Number 9, what's going on in the financial markets? A lot of the money or business talk radio stations coming more into prominence because the markets are doing pretty well, especially the Twitter IPO. A lot of people focused on that. At number 8, the TSA mall shootings, other shootings that have taken place even this week. That's in the discussion focus. At number 7, the Toronto mayor on crack. NSA at number 6, Benghazi at number 5, the poll numbers for the president at number 4, strategies for elections next year and for the next presidential race at number 3, this past week's election day results, number 2, and the Obamacare rollout criticism, all the people that have gone on the air and sound foolish. That's what's at number 1 this week.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Let's move into number 9 on the countdown, the Twitter IPO. This is pretty interesting. Let's see here. Host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talked to financial analyst Adam Shapiro about the difference between the Twitter IPO and Facebook's IPO.
Here comes that Twitter IPO, Adam. And I know there's probably a lot of people who are after Facebook, right, who are a little wary of spending a lot of money on something like this and where it might lead. So what are you hearing?
This is a whole different offering than what we saw with Facebook. Twitter has really handled this differently in that they've not really raised the number of shares that have been offered. It's been holding steady 70 million shares. They did up the possible price range from $17 to $20 to $20 to $25. And there, you know, it depends what side of the ball you fall on. If you think buying a company that has yet to make a profit but has potential, from what they've told potential investors in the roadshow, makes sense, then this would be a good time to get in.
Well, Adam, we talk a lot about what Twitter learned from Facebook. What do investors take away? What warnings should they take away from what happened?
You know, as a mom-and-pop investor, it's very difficult with IPOs. Facebook fell, if you recall, for all kinds of reasons in addition to the technical problems. And we might see that with Twitter. IPOs tend to, they start trading and then you see this decline. You have to figure out what is the price point at which you would be willing to buy in. Remember, this company, there was comparison to it to Yelp. Yelp is trading, its stock is up over 200% this year, and it has yet to earn a profit. Twitter has yet to earn a profit. It still loses money. So how much are you willing to put into Twitter to buy these shares, and how long are you willing to wait for either those shares to go up in value or to begin paying a dividend, which, who knows, that could be years and years off.
The number 10 item on the countdown as we wrap things up here, bullying in the NFL, basically what's going on, NFL action in general. Here's host John Gambling with Bruce Beck, a sports reporter, talking about the Miami Dolphins locker room problems and how it seems to be consuming the sports world.
Can you explain to me what on earth is going on at the Dolphins?
It is dominating everything that we're doing in sports.
It seems insane.
At every level. I spent my entire day yesterday at the Giants, practice facility. Instead of talking about Victor Cruz missing practice or about the Giants trying to get some kind of streak going as they play Oakland this weekend, we talked about bullying. We talked about how a team is supposed to handle themselves, the comportment you're supposed to show, the locker room, what it's about. Tom Coughlin quoted Donald Rumsfeld yesterday.
I didn't know Donald. What position did Donald Rumsfeld play?
this is what it's become, and everything was about what's going on with Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito, and you can't get clear answers because yesterday when Coach Philbin had his press conference and basically the world took it live, he basically didn't say anything except that the NFL has launched an investigation and he'll let the process, run itself. I mean, we didn't get any answers because the questions now are, did in any way the Dolphins condone what happened between Incognito and Martin? In any way, was the culture built there which allowed this to happen? Did anyone know about this? Did anyone talk to an individual player? Did they tell Incognito to try to get Martin to become a tougher guy, and therefore did they precipitate this?
Did I hear that Jonathan Martin is off on some rehab deal for psychological issues?
Apparently, in the past, there were some issues he had about playing football, and it's ugly, it's messy, and I'm telling you, there are no clear-cut answers. The NFL is going to have to go in there and figure out, what's going on. But they need full cooperation from the Dolphins. And I don't know if the Dolphins are being totally truthful here.
NFL action, bullying, number 10 on the countdown this week. The IPO from Twitter is number 9. The mall shooting, number 8. Toronto mayor who did crack, number 7. NSA spying, number 6. The cover-up allegations regarding what happened in Benghazi, number 5 on the countdown. The president's declining poll numbers, and who cares, number 4. Number 3, the election strategies that both the Dems and the Republicans will be working on for next year's election and then the next presidential election. And election day results, in fact, for 2013, number 2. And the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing saga of Obamacare, the rollout, the website, just the whole thing, the president not telling the truth. That's it. And that's our review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the 3 that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.